Yeah. Hello, how y'all doing?
Major, congratulations on your Offensive Player of the Month award.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Do they come easy to you now, or do you appreciate them more, or how do you feel when you get those things?
Just thankful. You know, it's funny, I walked in today in the training room, and, Ed Sugarman and the guys, they were just like, congratulations. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? It's like, he was awarded, you know, an FC Player of the Month. You know, it feels good to, to have that, to get that award. But, it's a group effort offensively as well. But it always just kind of put things in perspective for me.
Where do you keep all your awards? You got one big room, or what do you got?
Yeah, I got a big room in Houston. Got some things here in Minnesota as well. I try to keep things out of reach of my dad because, around him, things disappear. I find them once I go to his house. Like, there it go. That's where it went.
Hey, Adrian, you've got 99 touchdowns. What would it mean to hit that century mark?
to be honest, it's pretty cool, but it's not going to be like, wow, he's got 100 touchdowns. It'll just be, hopefully it's another touchdown. It's really, to be honest, it's not that big of a deal to me.
Have you looked at the list, though, of the guys with 100 or more touchdowns in NFL history? It looks like a pretty good list to me.
I haven't looked at it. Maybe that's what I need to do, kind of put things in perspective.
Adrian, missing most of last year, you got the rest, but you also maybe had some rust to work off. But did you expect that this year, as the season went on, you would get stronger and stronger? I mean, you had more rushing yards in November than you did in the previous 2 months combined.
Yeah, I knew being out a year and coming back, it was going to take a little time to adjust, even though I fought against it because I wanted to come in and be performing, like I was able to perform last week at the beginning of the year, but it just didn't work out that way. So I felt myself each week just getting better, knocking rust off and kind of getting back into form.
You've had a large workload. I mean, do you feel it at all? I mean, it certainly doesn't look like you are.
No, not feeling it at all. I'm just doing a good job of taking care of the body. The strength staff is doing a good job of making sure our body is strong and, we're able to be durable as well.
And the time that you had off, do you feel like that's helped keep you fresher or just not having as much of a pounding, whether it's last year or even over the summer?
Yeah, it did. Anytime you can take away 425, hits off your body, it's going to be good for you, especially for a 30-year-old back, as they say. But it gave my body time to heal and recover, and mentally and physically, it was good for the body. It definitely made a difference.
It doesn't seem like you've had as many nicks and things on the injury report. I mean, you feel fresher than you typically would at this point of the season?
I think back 2 years ago, I feel pretty good. It's always a grind, especially around, week 13. But my body feels good, shoulders, legs, most importantly. So I feel pretty good. Blessed.
Going overhead squats, going overhead squats. And maybe taking a little while to get used to that. How about the three tight ends? You guys have been using that set quite a bit. Mm-hmm. What's the difference for you there in whether it's timing or anything like that?
I don't think it's really that big of a difference. To be honest with you, when you do your job up top, and just me just being patient, it gives those guys, Rhett and Cal, give those guys time to get on their blocks, so when that ball hike, they know I'm coming, full speed, and so they're doing a good job of getting where they need to be and creating holds for me.
That's time for a couple more.
A couple of your bigger runs have come in that. Anything you can put your finger on why that's created some explosive runs with three tight ends in there?
I can't really put my finger on it. Maybe I need to look more into it and see. But, I just have to credit two guys just doing a great job of blocking.
Adrian, how much with the type of
you guys sort of maybe a template for how this team is being built?
Say again, please.
The Seahawks kind of team that you see as maybe a template for what the Vikings could become, or just the way they're built, the way they've succeeded the last couple of years.
Okay, well, I gotta give them credit when praise, dude. At least, those guys have played in the Super Bowl the last 2 years. But, you know, that's definitely the force that we want to be, you know, a contender, you know, a team that's playing for the NFC Championship and that's making it to Super Bowls. And, you know, you look at how they're built, you know, good defense, good running game. So I guess you can say we're kind of similar in ways. But, you know, we just want to do what we do, you know, and let's go out and play physical, you know, play fast and play hard. Defensively and offensively.
Adrian, with as well as you've played this year, how much has that changed the perception from everything that happened last year with the legal problems, the suspension? I mean, people, it seems, aren't dwelling on that. They're kind of looking more at how great you're playing. Can you talk about that a little bit?
The way I look at it, I really don't, to be honest with you, I really don't worry about how other people look at it. You know, I look at it in the light of as, you know, there's a lot of things, like, even outside of what happened last year that in my life that, you know, I am unrooting and I'm, you know, I'm changing and in so many different ways, you know, for the betterment of me as a man and, mm-hmm. and for my family as well. And the number one key for me in doing that is, you know, just keeping God first and, you know, just letting his light shine through me, you know, and moving forward and not dwelling on, you know, things that people have to say about me, you know, or their opinion of me, because, you know, as a man thinketh, you know, so is he, you know, so, you know, I like to think the best, you know, it's yet to come, and, you know, so far, that's how I entered into the season, and, you know, so far, you know, God has been shining his light on me. It's definitely not, you know, the evil one, because I don't think I'll individually be kind of, you know, having the type of season that I'm having, you know. So in light of, you know, what everyone thinks about me, you know, obviously, you know, God is continuing to bless me.
What do you think about the commissioner?
We got to go.
Did you hear the commissioner praising you?